You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. A series of reforms in New York election laws were passed by lawmakers as their session ended last week, and they're being called the most consequential in decades by Onondaga County election officials. Democratic Elections Commissioner Dustin Czarny says three behind-the-scenes changes can really help people vote.
Allowing people to change their party so they can vote in the presidential primary next year, allowing 16 and 17-year-olds to pre-register now, and so when they turn 18, they can vote, and also people move from county to county, and if they're not able to make the registration window, they can go and vote by affidavit ballot.
Some of the reform details include a later date, February 14th, to change party registration, and early voting that will start with this year's November election. The reforms are all intended to increase participation. They will not, however, have any impact on Tuesday's primary election. Czarny urges people to vote since the primary often is more telling than the general election.
These elections determine the nominees for the Democratic Party are going to be the overwhelming favorite to be your representatives in the fall elections. You know, and the same can be said for Republicans out in Elbridge, Lysander, and Tully as well. So if you're thinking about voting, this is your first shot at determining who those nominees are that are going to be the one that will, more than likely be your representatives.
Democrats have choices in several county and city positions. Republicans vote in several town races, and there are also chances for members of the Independents, Working Families, and Conservative parties to help select candidates. Primary voting takes place noon to 9 p.m. Tuesday. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.